director of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Environment Fund, Louise Mitchell, said the Sea Turtle Conservation Project has been so successful over the years that they are seeking to train more turtle monitors so that more persons can earn a livelihood. She said, the fund is now seeking to expand the project from the windward side of the country down to the leeward side.
We also have a turtle monitoring project that's going on, working in collaboration with National Parks and the Fisheries Division. And this is a project where we're seeking to train more turtle monitors so that persons from communities where turtles nest can actually gain a livelihood from monitoring the turtles. So that's an ongoing project for the windward side, and we're looking to replicate that on leeward as well. So we're going to be in communities soon, seeking out persons who would be interested in actually monitoring the beaches for turtle activities. So if you know of any nature lovers, in particular the beaches on the leeward side, that would like to get involved, they can contact me at louise@svgef.org.
Ms. Mitchell said the Environment Fund is also hoping to have two beaches on the windward side of the country declared as protected areas as part of the ongoing Sea Turtle Conservation Project.
And we're hoping that one of the outcomes of this project as well, the turtle monitoring project on the windward coast, would be that the Connery Beach and the Big Sand Beach be declared as protected areas in the future. So that is another project that we have going on. And I also want to mention that we have on board a new person working with the Environment Fund, who is a young lady from Bekwe named Mrs. Aria Laidlaw Ferdinand, and she's going to be working alongside me to help execute a lot of the projects of the fund.
Ms. Mitchell said the national ban on the catching and killing of sea turtles has also played an important role in the recovery of the turtle population throughout the waters of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. She said, this is one of the greatest successes of the Sea Turtle Conservation Project.
We've seen a general recovery of the turtle population. Persons are, you know, reporting to us that you see turtles in the waters around St. Vincent and the Grenadines far more than you used to before. So the turtle population has recovered. So I think that is the greatest measure of success. Of course, from time to time, turtles still get killed and still get captured and kept in prison by persons. But on the whole, we've seen a great improvement of the turtle population. You hear about people going to Mount Wynn and actually seeing turtles bobbing in the sea there. You hear about turtles being seen up at Shipping Bay a lot. So in the waters there. So definitely the population has recovered.
Director of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Environment Fund, Louise Mitchell. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.